Well, this is called Bring Back the Summer Fall Cucumber Salad. And really, some of you may recognize this as I get into it. But basically, you take cucumbers, you wash them up, you slice them really thinly into rounds, stick them in a bowl. Then what you're doing on the stove, you've got a little saucepan, and you're blending vinegar, sugar, water, salt, and pepper. Bringing that to a quick simmer, and you basically stir it till the sugar disappears, and then you take the warm stuff and pour it over the cucumbers in the bowl. Kind of stir that up with the spoon and toss in a little bit of dried dill or fresh dill if you can. We've got actually some vendors that do fresh herbs as well. Then you take this, so that's the 20 minutes or so, and you take this and you stir it up and put it in the refrigerator. And usually I like to serve it at about 2 hours at least, but it'll sit in the refrigerator all day. And it's something, because it's sort of almost pickled, it's something that'll keep for 3 days. So you can make a big batch of it and keep it.
So if you were going to have people over on a Saturday night, you could actually make this
Saturday afternoon. Yeah, you could buy stuff at the market in the morning. And there are lots of cucumbers, which people might think October cucumbers, but there's a good supply of them right now. And this is kind of a fun thing to do with them.
Well, may we try this?
Yeah, you can try that. That'd be great.
It looks very refreshing.
Yes, it is. And there's a similar recipe that some people call refrigerator pickles. This is kind of a fun one to do with kids because it is so easy. You know, if they have some supervision at the stove, it really comes together pretty quickly. And it's a nice kind of sparkling, refreshing taste, I think. And like I said, bring back the summer. It's just because we're all kind of longing for summer. So what do you think?
it's surprising. It's a bit more, I don't know if spicy is the right word, but there's a little bit more of a kick here than I thought
there
would
be. Now, I like black pepper, so I did put black pepper in there. You don't have to do that. And this is a fun dish where you can play with the ratio of sweet and tart. Now, it called for 6 tablespoons of white sugar and 6 tablespoons of white vinegar. I actually cut the sugar in half, so you get a little of the sweetness, but you can, again, play with that ratio. But the kick is coming from the fresh ground black pepper. Mm. Again, you could leave that out. You could just, you know, do the dill and a little bit of salt. It's one, a very forgiving recipe.
And it's you're keeping all the nutrients in the cucumbers here.
Yes.
None of them have been cooked out or anything like that.
Nope. This is a completely raw salad. I mean, you're warming up. Really what the sauce is doing in this case is just wilting it a little bit so that it's kind of a soft and crunchy sort of feel to it. So it's really fun. Now, the tip that I give you, and I've sent Kyle the recipe, so maybe he'll put them up online.
They'll be at OzarksAtLarge.com. Yes.
Yeah.
So while I'm finishing this up, now this dish in the middle, small bowl.
Yeah.
It's an odd-looking type.
Yeah, it is. Now, this one, thinking about our listeners a little bit, this one is one where you just have to go on trust. the base is a roasted eggplant. And eggplant, when it's roasted, has this interesting kind of greenish-brownish, but the flavor is wonderful. And, you know, if for some reason you don't like the way it looks, you can do with what I've done here, which is to spark it up with some little sun gold tomatoes and some slices of yellow squash and zucchini. Now, this is a dip, and I call it eggplant caviar. I don't know if that's really an official name, but it does take a little bit of extra time, not so much from you, but from your oven. So this is something you may want to do if you're making it in the summer. You know, you can do it in the evening or something like that. It's another one that needs some refrigeration to make it really good. But this time of year, I don't think it's too bad to think about. So you take a fork, you punch the eggplant all over with a fork. Again, a great thing for a kid to do because you can punch this eggplant.
So the whole eggplant.
Take the whole eggplant. Wash it off. You know, go get it at the market, whatever market's your favorite. Wash it off and then punch it full of fork holes. Okay? Then you're going to set it right on your onion rack. And underneath that, you're going to have just a piece of aluminum foil. And setting it on the rack lets it roast all around. Mm-hmm. And I had, you know, I don't know, bigger than a softball size eggplant. And that took about 45 minutes, but it can take up to an hour depending on the size of the eggplant. And you want to roast it at about 400 degrees for that period of time, and it'll sort of start to get a little wrinkly and funny looking on the outside. Then you take that out, you can scoop it out with a spoon, and you put it into a bowl. And if you have one of those, we call it a stick blender. It's a handheld blender. You can just immerse it. It comes often with a little plastic container. Put the eggplant in there. Put the blender in. Stick the blender down in there and put in some olive oil. Put in a little balsamic vinegar, and you know, let it kind of mix up into a puree. And then take the blender out, and then you can put in things like chopped tomatoes, which I've done, and capers, and again, a little bit of salt and pepper. And again, like I said, it makes this interesting shade, but you can spark it up. And it's kind of like hummus. You know, hummus is kind of a pale, uninteresting thing, but when you try it, it kind of, you know, makes your mouth go crazy. So this is, so then you put that in, and I do recommend overnight for that, or make it in the morning and serve it that night. And so what we've got here is, if you can imagine a glass bowl, and it's got little, it's got thinly sliced zucchini and yellow squash, which you can use as chips, but you could use any kind of chips. You could toast pita bread, you could buy chips, whatever.
Well, let's try
this. Since we wanted to do as much of a farmer's market meal as possible, so just grab a chip.
Okay.
In this case, you have
here.
And just kind of scoop it up there and
a
little
of
the tomato
there.
With it. See what you think.
That is not what I expected.
Okay.
That's really good.
I hope in good way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Again, it's kind of the color, isn't it, that throws you a little bit. But again, remember, it's roasted eggplant. And often I think that people cover up the eggplant with breading and all kinds of other stuff. This is just a fun thing to do with the essence of the eggplant.
Okay, so we've had bring back summer cucumbers, some wonderful roasted eggplant dip, but this is what I've been waiting for. This wonderful. First, tell me about the pan you have here.
Yes, I have an old cast iron skillet. I think it dates back almost to the first years of our marriage, which is around 28 years now, and it's lovingly seasoned. So it's black, and it's had lots of wonderful things made in it. But inside, I happen to know that Kyle really likes okra.
Yes,
and I know this is getting to be kind of the end of the okra season, so this might have been good to do earlier on, but you can save the recipe and use it next year. So this is an okra sauté, and it is special because some farmer friends of mine named Judy and Maria of Ugly Bunny Garden gave me the recipe. What you're looking at, there's kind of a riot of color. So you've got your black cast iron pan skillet, which is the best for this, but any kind of heavy skillet will do. And what Kyle and I are kind of looking at the finished product, which has got some yellow from cornmeal, green okra, red tomatoes, and there's onions kind of underneath. So on this one, what you started with was sautéed onions, just onions sautéed in olive oil, about 3 minutes till they're just starting to get gold. So anyway, you've got your sautéed onions. Then you take your washed okra, and you can just lay it on top in a single layer. Cover that up. And you put a little water in there, too. And essentially what you're doing is steaming up through the onions for about 5 minutes with the okra. And the okra gets this beautiful, bright green color. And you want it just to be tender, the okra, just so you can just stick a fork into it. Okay, then the next thing that happens is you uncover it and you scatter about 1/4 cup of cornmeal. And I use the War Eagle cornmeal because I like that. And scatter that on there, recover it again. And kind of check it maybe after about 2 minutes in this step because it can start sticking to the bottom of the pan. Just add a little water on the side. Okay, let that steam for about 5 minutes. And then you take the cover off a final time and you add in your tomatoes. And at this point, you very carefully stir it because you want to keep the okra whole and add your salt and pepper. So I guess we'll get some judgment here from Kyle.
This is fantastic. I haven't had any okra yet. I just got the onions and tomatoes.
Okay. And you got a little of the cornmeal mixed in there.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. This is terrific.
Oh, good. I was a little worried because I know okra is one of your favorite things.
Oh, that is so good.
Well, great.
And it's beautiful, too.
It is.
Like, it's very autumn looking.
Yes, it is.
You can go to your local farmer's market, buy local food, bring it back, and you can have these dishes. All three of these were, if you had started you know, Saturday.
I did them all this morning. I mean, I went and shopped this morning, and you can ask the people at the farmer's market.
I believe you.
Yeah. And then, like I said, I kind of made my criteria that the actual, you know, sort of busy time should be about 20 minutes, because I think most people could do that. And like I said, two of the dishes refrigerated, get better with refrigeration, will stick around with refrigeration. And then the third one, the okra, you really need to have that hot from the stove to the table. And, you know, just I'm serving Kyle right out of the cast iron skillet. There's no reason you have to be fancy about that. And I'm not a professional cook. I mean, I'm your average home cook that just enjoys using these fresh items that we have.
This is fantastic. The recipes and some pictures are going to be on the web. And if people are more interested about slow food in the Ozarks, mm-hmm. they can go online.
Yep, that's exactly right. We have a webpage, ozarkslowfood.org, and it is evolving, but we do have some interesting things there.
All right. It's growing.
It's growing, exactly.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks, Kyle.